What wrong with you, bro?
I couldn't wait to say fuck with that dog like me. I couldn't wait, bro.
You look uncomfortable.
I am. Oh, so I'm very claustrophobic in this corner. Like, you take up a lot of space.
You turned the t-shirt into a tank top. You better leave me the fuck alone.
Did you iron yours?
Nah,
I didn't. Damn sure didn't. My shit been bad all
day. I don't know the last time I ironed the shirt.
Man.
Last time I ironed the shirt, I went to my mama's funeral. That's because I was too broke to pay $12 at the dry cleaners.
Dry cleaning.
Yeah,
for real.
So you got your shirt dry clean and they didn't what? Iron it?
No, I was saying I was too broke to go to the dry cleaners. Like,
I got you.
I was out of money. I just ironed that shit now. Like 5 minutes before the funeral, I'm in there. You know, just all you do is iron the sleeves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you got a jacket on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
you got
so you got a jacket on
while
you ironing the sleeve.
Uh-huh.
I can see it now. That
curve. Yeah, why did you?
Yeah, those guys. The breast. The started ironing. Yeah, I was all fucked up, man. Leave me alone. What the fuck? Hey, y'all. Shit. Fuck. I ironed my shoes. I wore some black Air Force trying to get creases
you,
out.
You iron on a daily, right? Yeah. Well, that's because you got a job where you got to be presentable.
Y'all camping niggas had to iron for y'all, like, DP and shit.
Y'all iron
y'all
sweats.
Y'all wear Levi jeans with creases.
Like, see, y'all iron sweats.
No, niggas. That's them niggas.
Guarantee
you. Got to find the pleats.
Yeah.
All the MJ jeans, like, a goddamn 28-14. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they short.
Yeah, tight short.
14 short. Yeah. Think about it.
14 don't come.
They knickerbockers.
Yeah, them capris.
They
yeah.
Nah, they.
Yeah, y'all do be wearing them.
They biker shorts.
Capris and loafers with diamond socks. Like, y'all do be.
They brick by brick.
Brick the only nigga that wear baggy clothes sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Tight shirt, baggy jeans.
Yeah. With ham holders.
Episode 75.
Yeah. In a sandwich pocket.
And they go spin the sandwich pocket. Yeah, spin the hammer and just put it on the side.
Y'all ever seen denim jeans or pants with the cargo pants pocket on the side?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
You gotta get them at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like or Kmart.
What's the Walmart brand?
Wrangler.
Hickory.
No, it ain't Wrangler.
Faded Glory.
You had a pair of them jeans in high school.
I just thought that would be my porn name.
Faded Glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them the jeans you wear today, you got woodshop. Yeah, we like you got auto today, you know you're gonna get greased up.
You got auto.
You know what I mean? You
wear the Votech today.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all had the football field house repairing the roof.
With the jeans, when they got the hammer hole.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Your whole goddamn tool strap.
Yeah. The triangle. You can fit a triangle in there. You can't fit a whole sandwich.
That's your biggest square, though. You know what I mean?
That nigga putting a slider in this shit.
Hey, y'all ever been to... Which one of y'all ever been to White Castle? You bet.
I've been to Christmas.
I got them shits out the freezer. Yeah,
how many you thing. Do you eat at a time?
At least 12.
Not for like, bro. Bro, niggas. Yeah. I think they got like a box of 16, and like niggas just sit in there and crush them,
bro. Yeah,
like
bro.
Their sliders are like are small.
When we went to Atlanta, we went to Christmas. Me, Tony, and Gita probably.
850.
Yeah, it was like a 40 piece. No bullshit. We was drunk. And
Tony.
25. I was going to give him 32.
They got 4 pieces.
Matter of fact, Gita left that night, went home, came back the next day. The crystal still on the counter? Yeah.
Well, dirty. Why Atlanta niggas so dirty?
Gotta see it through, my boy.
Guarantee y'all Airbnb had roaches. Y'all probably in zone
bro,
6.
We could not talk,
definitely in the hood.
Our apartment was, I mean, not apartment. The house, the inside of the house was nice.
Yeah, bro, that's how ours was, but the windows had burglar bars on them.
Yeah. Bro, I pulled, I'm going down the street and the GPS said you are 450 feet away. Like, I told Jelena, grab the wheel, and I'm in the suitcase digging up the pistol.
Yeah.
I brought both of them, too, so I think I gave one to Justin.
That shit was bad. Then the next day we went to the trap museum, came back, it was two crackheads fighting on the corner.
Yeah. I loved it though.
Yeah.
I loved it. The little spot on the end of the other street had the little shit, the tent with the Jamaican food out there.
The good jerk.
Shit hit, yeah.
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 Yeah. But sound like
rest in peace, man.
Hey, somebody said how she healed so fast.
She got money.
It was just a graze.
Yeah. Yeah. Magic healed.
Never mind. How about Meg been dragging folks for like talking crazy?
She has.
I'll beat her.
That's what Tori thought he was going to do. And Tori having to shoot her.
Tori had my size.
Tori said,
yeah.
But y'all see what happened though? Like, they said Tori texted, like, my bad, I was drunk. Why he texted that, bro?
I mean,
shit happens.
Man, his career over, man.
Yeah, he done.
Yeah, like, where is he?
He done.
Somebody said he ain't hiding.
You would too.
Yeah,
you talking about one of the most famous females on earth right now.
Yeah, I mean, back in Toronto.
Yeah, that's where I would have been.
Yeah, rest in peace, Quarantine Radio.
Man, look, even now when like his music come on, I turn it. It's just I don't even feel comfortable listening to it.
I mean, I still buy.
What musical tours do you really need?
His whole last project was dope.
New Toronto?
No.
Broken
no.
A Minute. Slap. Yeah,
that might have been. No, that
Broken was, A Minute is fire.
His,
Chick's Tape.
Chick's Tape.
Yeah,
fine. Chick's Tape 5.
Yeah.
That was good. It was cool. Yes, sir. It's only one I kind of care about. Yeah. I know, but what I'm saying is, like, when it comes on, I'd be like, ah, fuck him.
Like, when it comes to him making original music, yeah, I could do without his original.
Nah,
music.
He is.
But when it comes to, like, him remixing some shit, like, he put that flavor on.
He'd be like, can I remix your shit? Nah, bro. Yeah.
What,
like,
what
nah.
That cop say to that man? You're fucked.
Fuck.
Yeah, Tory Lanez is fucked. He screwed.
He did.
Yeah, McConan got a better chance than him.
Who? I Love McConan.
Yep.
Is that nigga
Tuesday? Tuesday? The
Yeah.
He gay, ain't
he? What they gotta do?
No, exactly.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You got to think the only gay person to rap. I mean, it's a select few.
It's about Lil Murph.
That they're,
Lil Murph.
It's a select few that the rap industry. from the pint. rule number one at the pint: no crying.
Y'all keep making me want to watch this. Right.
You should. You gonna. You gonna enjoy it. It's right up your alley.
I'm a Jack.
You gonna enjoy it? Yeah.
I'm a Jack.
To Uncle Clinton.
I've seen your pictures. Don't fuck with me, all right?
Uncle Clinton.
Ow.
Her sideburns be laid. Like, she got the... Yeah, like that she got
I've
the,
seen that little gift.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yo, the final episode, Black was fire.
Like he patting a black and mild.
Nah, that's playing with Clint.
That last episode was fire.
Yeah, season two gonna be crazy.
Speaking of episode, what y'all think about Power Book 2?
I fucks with it.
You fucks with it?
So far, I fucks with it. I thought it was good.
It's gonna be legit.
It started off kind of slow.
It started slow.
Very slow.
But you got to think of all the storylines they created in that first episode.
Yeah, they did.
They did. But I like the episode.
You're like the harshest kid.
Yeah,
I like
the episode. I still wish Tariq was going.
Yeah. What, MJ a clap.
What I'm hoping, though.
I think Dale is.
Because y'all said they announced that Tommy's going to have his own.
He's booked three, I think.
They have six books.
So who's going to be book two?
This is book two.
So he's book three.
Takes four. It's five books. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Five is Angel.
No, five is Cain. It's called Cain.
Okay.
But it's basically before.
Before.
It's like the Breeze era and Cain and them. Yeah.
So what I'm hoping they do
they
is
show, they show the highlight after the last episode. Mm-hmm. It looks bad.
Really.
To me, it looked bad because the people they had playing Angela, Tommy, and Ghost, I just didn't believe.
Okay,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, they were on hip hop, Harry.
So
what the fuck is that?
Go, go.
Who's next?
So what I'm hoping is,
I know what y'all talking about.
Once Power Book season one of Power Book two ends, they start season one of Power Book three and just keep it going like that.
Yeah, it
is. I hope that's how they do it.
Instead of having us wait
for, yeah, you know, for some other shit. You know what I mean?
I just feel like all they gonna bring back like a final. There's gonna be like a final five in the season of the books or whatever.
Connecting them all together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's what's gonna happen. And Ghost and Angela gonna be in the Bahamas.
I just hope Mary. Yeah. I just want you like Angela. I want Mary J. Blige dead by like episode three.
And it's not gonna happen. Damn,
no, I know, but I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like.
She the bad bitch.
I get it, but so here's my thing. I can't wait for Tariq to get all this pussy this season because he gonna get a lot of pussy.
He already flourished.
Yeah, he about to fuck Mary's daughter.
Probably fuck Mary.
He might. He gonna fuck the little bitch in school, the one from Daddy's little girl.
He gonna hit the law professor.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the problem. That's the one I want.
The one that got him in that program, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he gonna fuck the other bitch from
that sold him out.
That stalled him out.
Oh yeah.
He gonna fuck that. Yeah. For some extra product. Right. He gonna whore himself.
It's just a business.
Yeah. But like I do.
And the stripper jump.
You think he gonna fuck her too?
He might.
I don't like the way she look, but
she look like black.
With a blue wig.
She look like one of them worms from Men in Black. That's exactly what she look like.
Yeah. Them niggas get broken in half and get put back together. But I don't believe in Method Man in this either.
He's playing a different role.
He's playing this role, but
I love it.
I think he's trying to. To me, it sounds like he's trying too hard when he's speaking. Nah, that's just my only problem. I love with it.
Like for me, that's like him showing how like diverse he could be.
Yeah,
he 55. It's too late.
What do you say? You pay for the appetizer. We getting ready to get into the entree.
The full meal.
The full meal.
Yeah, I would have rather heard entree though. That's my thing. Like, yeah, but I do like that little exchange with them though, because like to me, Tariq is the best actor in the whole series.
Yeah, he hold his own.
Because like that nigga was like, what you done got me into? He said, I got you the biggest case of your life.
Like, yeah, like low-key, Method Man is going to... Yeah, Method Man is going to be like another Proctor. He'll probably end up getting killed because he's about to hide so many secrets.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's going to end up knowing way more than he needs or he should know.
What's going to come out is he probably represented bruh, the deity.
Yeah.
They probably had something to do with that. But I don't know. I do want to, because like I said, I was like the whole episode, I was like, rolling my eyes. And then when the bitch said Tommy Egan, I said, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't wait for Tommy to kill her.
But then when she was like, I told him to do it. Like, bitch, shut up.
That's what I'm saying.
Talk
when,
too much.
The one when she said, Tommy Egan, the white dude said, see, look, she on bullshit. Then she said, because I told him to do it. Go get it. Sex said this. Because he the one set it up. Like,
well, the only thing you got
to do. He gave her the no-look pass. All she had to do was lay it up.
Now I see why Ghost kept her in the dark about a lot of things.
Because she's stupid.
Yeah.
She don't think logically. All she wanted was money hungry.
Yeah, she just wanted a Birkin.
She was money hungry, bro. She's the reason Ghost dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga wanted out of the game, but nah, you raggly ass bitch. Didn't want to go to work.
Yep.
Didn't want to go make that $7.25 an hour.
It's more than that in New York.
Minimum
wage?
You can get paid. You got to think. Wait. No, I lied.
Yeah, I'm saying the cost of living crazy.
Yeah,
it's gotta be more than $7.25.
$7.50. But speaking of which, I hate to divert, but to get back on like some more relatable topics for our listeners, I posed a question to y'all earlier. Like on my ride over here, like just how 2020 is going. Like shit's just so fucked up. And then I think of shit like, you know, the responsibilities I have, the bills I have, like, what would I do if I were to lose my job and I'm not able to continue living the same life I'm living? And I asked myself the question, what's the lowest you'd be willing to go, you know, if you can't find an adequate replacement for the job you just lost? Like,
Would you rent?
Where would you draw the line?
Would you rent rooms out?
Fuck yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sublet? What the fuck you mean? Yeah, I could be on too. It'd be a goddamn extended stay. What the fuck you mean?
A shelter.
But yeah, I want to see black bedrooms,
yeah.
Black, how?
Yeah.
How, you got to, yeah. You know. You,
it's 4 bedrooms upstairs in his house.
Yeah.
And it's 2 downstairs.
6 bedrooms.
Black, you got a wife bedroom. And you got a kid. Derek.
Yeah.
Your
house really is 28.
You got a square feet. That's Derek's house. Yeah. Derek, you got a wife and you got a kid. Shut you got a house here. Being built. I know how much you make. If you were to lose your job.
Which basically means you're going from 100K to nothing.
Knowing all the responsibilities you have, how low would you go?
Pause.
What?
I'm going that low.
Absolutely.
Hey, what? Can you bring it to the top? You never know to stop.
Y'all weird.
What?
I was like, he's talking about the same thing.
Nah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But no, like,
I'm selling dick, people. I don't know what. Nah, I ain't sucking no dick.
I thought you were sucking dick. That's why I said y'all weird. Like, that's.
I'm like, great.
I touch it for 20.
Hell, that's 20 a minute. That's nothing. Like, shit.
Nah, I would do whatever I had to do to provide for my family.
Nah, that's not what I'm asking you.
What would you do?
How low would you go?
I work fast food.
You would?
Yeah.
Let's say you, because you already told me what your mortgage is going to be. It's like $1,600, some shit. Yeah. 2,000.
Yeah,
24. Yeah, anyway,
you're crazy.
Yeah, you about to get robbed.
3,500 square foot house.
Yeah. Like, so, like, for you know what your mortgage about to be, right?
That nigga bought goddamn Viking Village. That's what he
first
did.
First of all, both of y'all houses about to be bigger. Yours about to be bigger than mine. And, yeah, this nigga got 4 bathrooms.
I'm about to say, you seen my apartment. Yeah. We in it. No. They can see it. Like, it's. I can touch both walls right now.
Your condo downtown on Glenwood. Like, this is lit.
Bitch, my credit score is not. It's not getting me a condo downtown. But seriously, on some real shit. So, you know how much your mortgage is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much your lady makes.
Mm-hmm.
You think you working fast food is going to help.
It's not.
Because you're going to end up leaving you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you really fucked because you're on child support. Paying $50 a month.
They ain't going to jail. You going to jail.
But no, I said fast food.
You going to jail.
They would take my license first.
Hold on, how you know? Sound like y'all got some experience.
They the steps.
Y'all know some people.
No, my boy. No offense. Trap went to jail for that. He was out of work, and because he was out of work and it didn't get paid,
I remember
they took it, and I just thought that was the dumbest shit ever. It like, is. How you supposed to pay it?
Yeah.
But, anyway.
But I just said fast food FDK. Because I just feel like, I'm not going to say I feel like that's easy, but I'm
I don't know why I thought you were about to say you can take the leftovers.
Might as well.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I would do whatever I had to do to make ends meet and to continue to try to provide. Whether it's,
I can see you there working 80 hours. You can do that?
80 hours for $214 a week.
Boy, you crazy.
Nah, it's going to be like, so you got to think about it. You might get.
You're going to bring home about $240.
Bro, you'd be lucky to make $8 an hour.
Yeah. So, like, most places now, they wouldn't do. So, Chick-fil-A is different. Working Chick-fil-A is, you'll be fine. Maybe. For a little while. They gonna pay you $9-$10 an hour, as long as you say my pleasure and Godspeed when they leave. I can't do McDonald's, bro. And it's nothing against McDonald's workers. Do your thing. It's the demographic, and also I just don't think that money will get me back because I don't feel like they give hours.
So
I see the same motherfuckers when I go to Chick-fil-A. I don't see the same motherfucker when I go to McDonald's.
So you saying you would rather be out on the street?
I'm selling dick. OnlyFans. They like I said, I'm gonna get subscribers for 1 month. Hopefully that'll hold me over until I get my next job. But
you think you missed the markets, huh?
No, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna see it for 1 month. Oh. And then subscribe, yeah. But there's so many different avenues we can do now. Instacart, GoPuff. GoPuff, like I was telling him earlier, I think he was asleep. So GoPuff is for lazy niggas like Chad. That don't, they want to get something from the store, but they don't want to leave the house, so you can do that.
Okay. Niggas that go grocery shopping for you and stuff.
That's Instacart.
Instacart, okay.
But, like, then you got Uber Eats, Postmates and everything. But also, I don't mind waiting tables. What I do now is customer service. Same shit.
Yeah.
And if I work at the right place, I can get paid.
You're going to get tips.
I can see you at Wawa.
Drop home bacon?
Not cooking, though.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know. Drop home bacon?
Somebody say, y'all really trust the math, them Waffle House employees?
They different every time. You get the same shit every time.
That shit's within $2, though, so I'd be cool with it.
I need it within 20 cents.
Would you work on the farm?
Doing what?
Picking cotton.
Picking tobacco? Picking watermelon?
I'm not made for manual labor. I went to college for a reason.
You ever seen Justin try to put something together?
Bitch. Have you seen you try to put anything
together? Like, he got the book. You got a screwdriver. Yeah, shit like that.
He made Jelena do it.
That's harder. That's harder than plucking tobacco.
I don't know what the process of picking tobacco
is. I just feel like you just picking and putting it in the bag.
I don't think so. Americans don't work those jobs. You know what they do? They get farmers from overseas, give them a 6-month work visa, and they come over here and pick that shit for.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, would you be willing to? All right, shit.
I'm doing whatever.
I gotta do that. Or
I'll do everything but fast food. And that's just not me down to anybody. It's just I just don't feel like it'll keep me afloat. You know what I mean? But it is something about it. I told him earlier I'm going to get a pack. I was in Lewisburg, like, debating.
I'm asking the blood to front me. I got you, bro. Mm-hmm.
Do you really feel like you can?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of white people.
Hmm. Yeah.
What you gonna say?
Cocaine. Shit's sweet.
Cocaine. Mm. You let's go get them boys some wheat. How Tommy used to say. Now I'm selling Adderall.
Sell any pill.
Yeah, all them white people gonna do is boof it. You know what boofing is?
Put it in the like, bowl. Yeah, you like that. That's your style.
Yeah. you like right. Butthole things?
Y'all got
you like butthole things? No. You a butthole bandit?
No. Booty bandit.
Booty bandit. You got that one gray hair. I can see it now.
Oh, wow. Man.
Between his knees.
But look, so to the NBA, right?
Boston won.
Boston won?
Yeah, well, they got this light-skinned nigga on the TV.
So look, what's the dude's name? Daniel House.
Daniel, actually.
Daniel?
Yeah.
His name's spelled Danuel. It's Daniel House.
He needs
to go home.
So,
why you hating? She want to fuck with the woo.
Yeah. He took one of the COVID testing ladies. She was like 54, wasn't she?
I don't know. She I just feel like she was thick.
Had to be.
Well, in scrubs. Have you met a bit thick in scrubs? You
all of
that.
Them are.
Not all of them.
80%.
You talking about there?
Success rate. No. Just, in real life, 80% of them are thick.
No, I've seen scrubs. Oh, you talking about without the scrubs? Because in scrubs, they don't be thick like that.
I've seen some,
but they be on the internet. I ain't seen a bitch in person like that.
Listen. He took one of the COVID testing ladies back to the room.
For a couple hours.
Yeah. I want to know how he got caught, though, because I feel like it was a nigga like Kyrie.
LeBron James.
Hold on. Yeah. Who's LeBron?
It was LeBron?
Yeah, I just thought LeBron be hitting that hotline the fuck up.
Nah. LeBron a real nigga, bro.
Yeah, he is.
I think LeBron a real solid nigga. Like, he a... Don't make the money he's made and the level he has gotten to.
He be cheating.
Yeah, but he don't get caught, so no count.
Yeah, true. This nigga Danny Well got caught. Yeah. And this is probably the hardest way to get caught, too.
Because I still want to figure out, like, how.
Somebody told on him.
How did you fuck that up?
Somebody told on him. Some salty-ass nigga that wanted to clap the same John told on him.
It was probably a teammate.
Usually,
yeah.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Man, it's a like this. Got to be. I don't know what.
Harden.
This is like the second worst way to get caught cheating.
What's the first?
What's the first?
Steve McNair. Ooh. Steve McNair, for those who don't know, got killed by his mistress in a murder-suicide, and that's how his wife found out he was cheating.
Yeah. I mean, look, listen.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
That's rough.
For who? Not for Steve.
But no, like,
he good. He got absolutely nothing to worry about. Yeah.
Okay. But when you put it in perspective, hey, it's like, he much rather killed himself than deal with.
I would say.
No, she killed him.
She killed him.
She killed him and then she killed herself.
They kind of took it to the grave.
Yeah.
To death do us part
that person. Literally.
Yeah.
But she wanted even a wife, though.
No.
So was it the wife or was it the mistress?
The mistress
killed him.
He killed him and then killed her. She killed him and then she killed herself.
I'm going to kill us both.
And then that's how his wife found out.
She said, if I can't have you, nobody will.
They were at her apartment that he was paying for.
Dang.
She pulled the gun out of her purse that he paid for. It wasn't a Birkin.
Nah, that was probably cool. Sorry, bitch.
Nah, it was like 2000. When did he die?
Guess.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a guest.
Now, that's probably DKNY.
Yeah. What's that shit? Juicy.
Fat.
Juicy Couture?
Yeah, Juicy Couture.
Fat. Baby Fat.
Baby Fat.
Diesel.
But either way, when I first heard the story, which was like a couple of days ago that he was being investigated, I was like, I get it. I'm like, single niggas down there in Orlando, they horny. I don't blame him. Then I found out he married 3 kids. I said, damn. So like,
his wife not down there?
That's my thing. Like, he probably told her not to cook it. He been plotting on this bitch since he got to the bubble, probably.
Shit, baby, I'm focused on the game down here. I got a mission.
Man, listen.
They need to just put a strip club in the bubble.
They got barbershops.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because I know Kawhi fucking whoever braiding his hair.
he ain't fucking.
That's why he's been playing terrible.
I'm like, they just braid each other head out, bitch.
Watch and feel.
Bitch.
Boy, you stupid.
Nah, it's probably Doc. You know Doc got daughters. Sam bug out ass. But not, like that bubble shit got to be stressful. But they've been in there since what, like
July.
It started in July. I think they was at it before practice.
Yeah, because they did the quarantine shit.
You're right. You gotta think about it. That shit tough.
It is.
And these not niggas, they not like me. I jack off because I'm alone a lot. These niggas not alone a lot.
They ain't used to having to do that.
Right. They rich. If I was a millionaire, I'm not jacking off. Somebody gonna do that for me.
So let's say this, right?
One of y'all.
Let's say you dating that fine.
I thought your hands were soft.
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on?
Yo, just the top five.
So let's say you
dating. Y'all got sexual tension.
Let's say you dating the chick in the WNBA.
Black ain't got time for your chick.
Nah, I ain't. Let's say you dating the chick in the WNBA, right?
Yeah. Liz Cambridge. Yep.
MJ, that's
what
he said. He make more money than her.
That's fucked up, man.
It's also true.
I don't know how much they make.
They play 6 weeks a year. What you expect?
$72 a week
per game.
Yeah,
who said they bought their jerseys?
He said what?
They had to pay for their own shoulder pads.
Nah, but for real.
They fly Delta.
Y'all keep making it worse. Yeah.
If the highest paid person make
$215,000?
Yeah. What do you think the lowest person make?
$115,000.
No.
25 grand.
25 easily.
Man, ain't nobody in WNBA making
$25,000. The lowest I would go is probably playing in WNBA. MVP.
Juwan Man
Junior.
And look,
this nigga said it's the lowest here.
I can see MJ now. He do have a permanent arch in his back.
Yo,
you do though.
You do.
You shaped like a cliff symbol.
All right.
Hey, go walk in.
Walk in.
Walk
in.
Boom. Right.
Finish your question, Black.
No, so you dating a chick in the WNBA? And she end up fucking.
You gonna have to have a part time job. You gonna have to go work for MJ at night.
Y'all keep just shitting on WNBA players.
I love
them.
I love them. It's cool.
Yeah. Like she end up fucking the bill. Huh, you know what I mean? Like, what you gonna do?
I mean, he make more money there.
You gonna beat it?
Why would you? I said that.
Right. Oh, they can read your lips.
Probably. But nah, I mean, if who make more money?
The bellhop. With tips.
What did the WNBA do to you?
Right.
Bro, I seen somebody say a maybe solution for this would be, like, you know how boxing have, like, undercards?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, these teams really...
They should play a half
team time. Up. Nah, and, like, just lessen... Like, instead of doing, 15-minute quarters, they do, like, 10-minute quarters. You know what I mean? Like, the game before the main game. It might be a little bit difficult to...
WNBA in front of the NBA.
Right, like right before.
So just like high school, you had the girls play before.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They were saying that may be, could be a...
Niggas will get to the game.
It's trial and error.
I could see it but, now.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's trial and error, though. Like,
yeah. How many Liz girls basketball games you went to?
When I first got there.
A considerable amount.
I went to.
Well, just throw a number out there.
Well, Celeste, Celeste was there when you got there.
So MJ, you're 8 years at Liz. How many girls' games would you say you went to?
You were out there 8 years. You might not have been in school 8 years. You was out there 8 years.
Per 21 Savage. A lot.
Yeah, I went to both games.
When
I first, I probably went about 10 a year.
Yeah, I seen you and RJ in the pick from by 05.
So I guarantee you probably went to triple the amount of men's games than women.
I went to more volleyball games than basketball games.
Yeah, I went to more volleyball games.
Honestly.
Probably softball, too.
Yeah, I might have went and watched them play some golf.
We had a golf team?
Yeah.
Our senior year, that basketball team was really good. I did go to all their home games.
I ain't go to no...
Yeah,
when Faux Fifths and
Shante
Kimi and all them was playing, basketball was exciting. That for women,
how?
Basketball,
like 20,
how?
Huh? Like how? 20 games, isn't it?
What do you mean, how?
A bunch of layups.
Hey, look, Faux Fifths footwork was like that. You hear me? That bitch should do a drop step on you, something crazy, boy. What? Faux Fifths was like that. And then,
I probably went to 4 female basketball games. 4.
Why?
He's a misogynist. You're a pig.
I was doing homework.
Just finished. Just in time.
You graduated with a 1.8, boy.
I was about to say, we barely made it. Yeah.
I had lag. They played at 3 p.m. I had lag.
We barely made it out there, bro. You tripping.
Hey, we gonna lose every woman
follower.
Yeah.
No. We love women.
Yeah.
Justin love women. He love them to the point where he got like 8 at a time. Like, woman lover. He's gonna love
her. I was thinking that too.
When I thought of all he said we love women was on how high. He was like, how I feel women studies. I love bitches.
Whew.
But if my WNBA player bitch, buck a bell high.
It was a money move.
It depends on if she's. He keeps shitting on WNBA. Are you okay? You had a long week.
This nigga said, "Bell, I was getting tipped away." Like, Bruh. I think tip them niggas about $10 at a time. So imagine.
I'm gonna send this episode to Brittany Griner and see what she thinks.
She paying child support. She want us. She really paying $100 a month. You know what I'm saying?
$100. She not the 215.
No.
Nope.
Nah,
that
she
might be Sue Bird.
She about 55 grand a year.
What's the chick from the LA Sparks?
The fine one.
Yeah, that went viral.
Say her name.
Tia Cooper.
Yeah.
Say her name.
She's actually very good.
Yeah, she's good.
She's really good.
She's very good.
She ain't Candace Parker.
No.
Who the best WNBA player ever?
Maya Moore.
You think it's Maya Moore?
Maya Moore.
Deladon
after her.
So you're just gonna disregard everything before that?
Because I was gonna say, what shorty that played with Houston?
Cheryl Swoops or Cynthia Cooper?
Both of them.
Or Tina Thompson.
Oh,
them teams were stacked back in the day.
Bro, when Maya Moore was in college and they did the USA team versus the college team smacked them. Then they switched. Maya Moore's team won again every time she played on whatever team she won.
I remember Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah, she had shoes. She had a shoe deal.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller's sister was
nice. But she never played. She played in the WNBA, but not like that.
Yeah, her.
You know, they said she scored 100 points in high school in a game.
Bro, they said.
They said Reggie came home and was like, yeah, I had 45.
She said, he had
like some great, like some regular shit, like 27.
Oh.
It wasn't even no crazy shit, like. Because Reggie wasn't even like that.
He was like a sophomore or something like that. But that was
she's older than him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked
like they said some men's leagues drafted her. And that's not me being funny, but
no, bro, like they say Cheryl was a problem.
Then her knees went out.
She did?
No.
Nah.
She don't call games no more.
No.
COVID. High risk.
Oh man.
Bro, y'all just been sitting in the WNBA for like 30 minutes, I feel like.
No,
you really feel like Maya Moore is the best WNBA player ever?
She top five easily.
Yeah, I mean, y'all give her top five.
So you take Maya Moore over.
She can dunk.
What shorty that was?
Can she dunk?
Shorty that was with the Sparks before Candace Parker.
Lisa Leslie.
Legend.
First woman to ever dunk.
Yeah. But you she's still also taking 5 inches taller than Maya Moore is.
She's 6'5", bro.
Maya Moore's 6 feet tall, and she's dunking.
I know, Candace.
So you saying the lowest you'll go is the fucking WNBA player?
No, he would go play in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Juana, man.
Yeah. Like MVP.
We're going to Google that minimum. I'm pretty sure it's like 30,000.
It can't be 30,000. You can't tell me they're on the same level as school teachers.
Yeah. That's what they got a tough choice to make.
Quick rap or go to the league.
Yeah.
I'm about to Google.
Hey, and you know he got Android. That's going to be quick.
Hey, real quick. That shit got goddamn fiber optics.
Yeah, they got Google Assistant. I'm like, yeah.
Bro, they made more than 30,000. I'm sorry.
The minimum player salary for players with 3 or more years of service is $56,300.
I feel like that just went up.
Yeah, that's 20. That's 20. Yeah, that's the most recent one. Average, they make 79,000.
That's the average player.
Bro, but we also got, let's put it in perspective, too. They play 3 months, if that. Yeah. They also go play overseas for another
some
3 months.
Some of them.
Yeah. Cause what else they going to do?
They get jersey sick. Let me stop. All right.
Drive forklifts.
They the referees at the men's game.
They be stay at home, mom.
Could you imagine you?
They be on injured reserve.
Yeah, they be pregnant.
They really be on injured reserve, yeah, pregnant.
They be pregnant, talking about this season over, injury.
But nah, I thought most of them were gay, though.
Look.
No, seriously, I saw they pregnant. Most of them gay.
Why? Because they hoop?
No, it's a fact.
That's not, you can't say that's a fact. Do you know what a fact is?
Don't Brittany,
something that's true.
Yeah.
Don't Brittany Griner got with, a kid.
Huh?
She
got a kid by a woman.
Yeah, she a dad.
Hella Purple Dick created a little.
She on child support. She a dad. She a bad father.
Yeah, she a bad father.
You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of them are lesbians.
Why? Because they hoop?
No, just because.
Matter of fact,
just because what?
Because they who?
That is very stereotypical.
Yeah, that's worse than everything I said.
No, it's not.
So, Brittany Griner, bitch, left her for a nigga, right? So, she left, she got, and she's getting child support from Brittany Griner while she with a nigga. Yeah. A nigga that's really going to be a father to a kid.
But Brittany Griner still like bitches.
So, like, Brittany Griner, bitch.
Yeah, but that's like one out of many.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are more, but
right.
But for you to sit here and say it's a fact that
okay, so there are more lesbian WNBA players than there are gay NBA players. Okay, so
that, what's wrong with your statement is still incorrect. Like
it's very incorrect.
Okay, so it's wrong for me to say that there's a lot of lesbian WNBA.
That's not players. What you said.
That's not what you said.
You said most of the WNBA are gay. So how is that possible?
And that's a fact.
And yeah, that's a flex.
I feel like that's a
snap of fact.
Yeah, and you like blew out your gap and everything. I remember it was 2 seconds ago.
I feel like a lot of my ladies.
So,
Brittany Griner bitch treated her like how Sierra treated Future.
What does that have to do with anything that I said?
I just like shitting on Brittany Griner.
Okay.
The reason I like shitting on Brittany Griner is because you want to be a man, you gonna get treated like one, and that's what happened.
Bruh.
You need to go to therapy, Black.
For what?
You
learn acceptance. Learn tolerance.
You do need a little tolerance.
And don't give me this golf shit again.
Tolerance for what?
I'm just saying, bro. Like, you just sat here and said, why are so many of them on injury reserve for being pregnant?
When
most of them are gay, and that's a fact.
Yeah. He said that.
No, you said that. You followed up the first part of that. The first part I said.
Yes.
How they pregnant if they lesbians.
That's what I said. Yes.
That's bad.
Like lesbians can have kids, bro.
Yes, they can.
Turkey baster.
Yeah.
Okay. I just read something.
That shit. Like they go to the lab and pick the nigga on the computer. Chances are it's not gonna be you.
You see in the movie She Hates Me.
Yeah, you know I mean, chances are it's gonna like being real. It's gonna be a nigga like Justin. Yeah, I mean, like me, you, and MJ. But they're like they don't want a tar baby. You know what I mean? Like they don't.
Would you? Okay, so follow up question to that: would you donate your sperm
to who?
To a clinic.
I barely donated to my bitch.
That's how low I go.
That's how low? That's not even low.
I sell it. I do that and
$80
and donate blood.
that boy hit the lottery.
That boy do the high blood pressure.
The sugar.
Whatever. Like, you telling me you on your death... Somebody is on their deathbed.
I thought his blood thick.
Hear me out when I say this. Justin, chill.
Twizzles.
Gushing.
Old Twizzles.
Hear me out when I say this, though. Somebody on their deathbed, right? And a nigga with diabetes say, look, I'll give y'all 2 gallons. Whatever. However much they be asking for to save that person. You gonna tell that nigga no?
Bro, to extend them out for 2 weeks? Nah, just go ahead and get it over with. Just go ahead and get it over with so my family can get that check.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
You got to think, bro, you going from whatever, like, I don't think that's quite how it worked, but I'm just saying, like, for the sake of the conversation, like, you don't want the blood because it's a little sweet. It got a little extra sugar. I have to feel like that blood crystallized, you know?
Okay.
So
if you was on your deathbed
and
Magic Johnson blood was your blood type.
He been living this long. I mean, can't be all bad.
I bet his white blood cells.
Yeah. What restaurant chain does he have a part of?
Wingstop.
It's one of them shit.
Starbucks, right?
Yeah, it's one
of them. He gonna have to give me the blood and give me one of them. You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna need one of your
stuff. Somebody say you donate
carbs.
Huh?
Somebody say you donate.
And carbs. I will. Who said that?
Tony.
Yeah. Who said that?
Tony,
you got a government job, bro. Don't make me put you on blast. Yeah.
So, because y'all got me feeling some type of way now.
Yeah. So, you're a misogynist.
You are.
You're homophobic.
You're a pig.
I mean, you're like, just give me my red.
You know, people always say, you know, of y'all group, like Black's the most, like, he's the nicest one, like, he's the most approachable one, he's the most level headed one. I mean, truth be told, Derek has said way more flagrant shit.
Over or under 25%.
What, lesbians?
Yes.
It's over. No, but you made it seem like over 75.
Yeah, you made it seem like it was 92% gays in
and
the
it
WNBA.
It is a fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
40%.
Bro, we don't know.
I would say
no. I'm guessing.
If I had to put a number on it, I would say 55 to 65%.
So that's most, right?
That is.
But it's still not a fact. We don't know. We're speculating.
Yeah, because
we think that bitches that who like bitches.
Cause. Sometimes I be seeing print.
Baby, would that strike?
Ain't he kind of?
Yeah.
Double drill.
I seen one the other day talking about gray sweatpants. He's not coming up. I said, hold on. I said, chances are she's probably going to have a bigger print than me.
Easily.
And
they straps be big. What?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
No. Don't want to.
Eight of them.
I just be like, my print is a dot. You know what I mean? This one little dot.
My print look like a
period.
My print look like a Werther's original.
Speaking of period, y'all candy. Seen the period challenge?
Man, stop.
I can see our kid now. Thick bitch.
What the fuck?
She watching, it made me think.
Y'all both need therapy.
I do. I ain't there.
I don't give a fuck.
Because you got... you got homosexual demons.
It's that spirit.
you need to go talk about it.
You need to get right with your spirit.
Yeah. You need to go open up about that. You know what I mean?
I got like my ass beat. I'm just asking a question.
So I don't get how it's fair for Justin to talk about him getting his ass ate, and I can't talk about me being uncircumcised.
Wrap it up.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Like, I
feel like, even close.
I feel like it's cultural on both ends.
Huh?
How? He light skinned. That's what them niggas do.
Yeah.
Them niggas like being on all fours. That's what y'all do.
Oh. Yeah, y'all ain't seen that meme where it was like the light skinned dudes like when. Never mind. I'll tell y'all later. Somebody said, I can't hide pots behind potting. Like, oh, be potting. Tony's stupid.
Please, yeah. Tony, can he log off? Getting about sick on putting.
But as long as I ain't on all fours with my legs, I don't think it's nothing wrong.
So you rather be on your back with your
legs.
I said not my legs up.
With your knees behind your ears.
I said not my legs up. So what y'all do is. all you gotta do is give her room to get under there.
Okay.
I do got big balls, so she gotta lift. And you know I'm girthy. So she gotta use both hands. Like
she need a full lift.
Nah, she had to put her elbows in it, though.
Her name's Dot the Hill. She's good. She's my therapist. She's a black woman. She understands our problems.
She sounds ugly.
She kind of is. She's about 6'4". And look like MJ.
You know what happened? She was supposed to be in the WNBA.
She a legend.
She make more money doing this. So.
Nah, she's not a lesbian. She's not a lesbian.
Speaking of therapy, though, did y'all see what Skip Bayless said about your boy Dak?
Yeah, I saw that.
Shut up and throw the ball.
Basically.
What did he say?
So basically, Dak said, I've been so depressed during this whole pandemic with everything going on with me that I couldn't even stop and work out. And Skip Bayless was like,
you are the quarterback for the America's team.
Right. You have no sympathy for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You saw, nigga.
That's basically.
Skip Bayless might can say nigga. He were
not gay.
Nah, he don't wear the right Jordan. He just started wearing the right Jordan.
If you say you nigga, I feel like Shannon Sharpe should come across that table.
Come on, Skip. You can't say that.
Skip on the air. Nah, he
beating
his ass, bro.
You better.
Come across the head with a handy bottle.
Yeah, but
all
right, so what did he say? Remind me one more time.
He basically said, like, I have no sympathy for you. You're the quarterback of America's team. You have 10 people looking you in your eyes to command them. Actually, you have 53 players.
Hear me out. Uh-huh. Hear me out. So we kind of briefly talked about it, but I've actually had it in the back of my head. It's fucked up. Let me start there. Mm-hmm. It is fucked up. Maybe he should have, his verbiage should have been different. His phraseology should have been, he should have handled it with a little bit more delicacy. You know what I mean? But listen,
nah, I feel like he made it.
Black in America, in corporate America, MJ, we're all of us in here in corporate America. When my mom died, they gave me 5 days of bereavement. After the fifth day, that nigga hit me up like, what's the status of you returning to work? They don't give a fuck about you, bro.
Is it you sick time, personal time,
or they don't give a fuck about you. They get it. You know, you're going through some shit, but hey, man, you got some money to come make for us. Like, what are you doing? I made, you know, a lot of good relationships in my place of employment. So I did end up using my, you know how long I was out of work. Because I was fucked up, man. I'm an only child for my mom. I was not in a mentally stable position to go back to work. Right. So I was out of work for about a month. I really was. Half of that was struggling to get her body back from Jamaica to the United States. You know what I mean? So I was, and so a lot of my coworkers donated some of their PTO time to me. That way I was able to, one, continue getting paid and keep my job. But everybody won't have those same opportunities, right? And America is fucking cut goddamn throat. They wouldn't mind you call them and tell them, well, not saying that they want you to call them and tell them, you know, you got some shit going on. They might care for a day, give you the day off, chill today, go get it figured out. Day two and three, they're starting really not give a fuck anymore about what the fuck it is you got going on.
Cause they already put a plan in place.
Now they're reaching out to HR saying, hey, open up a requisition to get somebody in here to replace this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck. So if they'll do that to a nigga like me and you, you know, that's middle class Americans making X amount of money, what the fuck make you think a nigga that's making all these goddamn millions is gonna be any different for him? If anything, the more money you get paid,
you better be
the less they're gonna give a fuck about you.
Cause we gotta put it in perspective.
But let's be real. I get what you're saying. And yes, when you talk that more money that you make, the more that's gonna be expected of you, Dallas didn't pay that man
what he wanted.
They didn't pay him what he deserved.
They didn't pay him what he wanted.
No, so nor did they pay him what he deserved. To me,
what did he get? Was he asking for 40 million?
Yeah, he got 35.
The nigga don't work. Ain't worth 40 million a fucking year. 35.
They just showed it.
He ain't worth 35 million a year either. Personally,
Jared Goff is making more than he is, and to me, Jared Goff don't deserve 30.
If you ask me, that shouldn't be making any more than 20 million a year. Personally, I don't give a fuck.
It's 31, I believe, right?
I don't give a fuck, bro. He ain't proving nothing down there.
36 million. He's 36 million.
They didn't show that yesterday.
And I don't want to get off topic.
He signed a franchise.
I don't want to get off topic, but that's why the league is heading in the direction it is now. Like, before you know it, bro, they ain't going to be able to pay none of these motherfuckers. At some point, everything in the economy peaks. Everything in the economy peaks. At some point, there is going to be a ceiling, and it's going to start over from scratch. I promise you. So it might not be scratch like back early on, but it's going to go back, back around to, it's going to get back to the highest paid guy is going to be in the $15 million range. It's going to work his way back up.
So the highest paid quarterback right now is Patrick Mahomes. And he's making what? Close to 50.
But also, the way his contract structured, he's not getting paid at every. He's only getting paid like $2 million a year. It's weird. Like, it's he's getting a lot of front-loaded money and back-loaded money. He's okay. And he has, like, an opt-out after 7 years.
Yeah, because I did read something that said...
10-year contract?
10 years, $500 million.
Because I did read something that said, actually, Deshaun Watson's deal was better than Patrick Mahomes.
Deshaun set himself up for another big payday.
Yeah, and got his ass slapped yesterday.
That team trash.
Yeah.
If you watch that game...
Got his ass smacked.
That team is bad.
I seen Will Fuller drop a pass in like the second drive, and I was like,
Mahomes and Tyreek Hill is like one of the greatest combinations I've ever seen. And I don't know if what's this, year two or three, but I don't know if it's still way too premature for me to say that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, bro,
Steve Young, Jerry Rice,
bro. It's
I take Cole Pepper and Randy Moss.
For me, it's still up there. For me, it's up there in the talks with them. And again,
Chris Carter was on that team too.
We might
Drew Brees with whoever.
I might be slightly premature with that statement, but you can't ignore the fact that if they continue on this fucking path,
my only thing with Tyreek, he's more like, if you watched yesterday, he was more of a decoy than anything.
Absolutely.
Yesterday.
Absolutely, because Sammy Watkins ate yesterday.
Yeah, and Clyde Edwards,
Hilaire Edwards, yeah.
Yeah, whatever his name is, that boy ate too. So to piggyback off both of y'all, I get what you're saying. Us as black people, we are expected to be stronger than everybody in the room.
Absolutely.
I don't even think it has anything to really.
No, what I'm saying about that is that's why Skip makes statements like that, is because we're expected to be able to. We're not expected to be depressed, or because we've been dealt with so much shit that we've gotten through that we're strong.
But I'm gonna tell you the precedent that Skip was thinking about. Brett Favre, dad passed and he showed up Monday, didn't say a word about it.
Yeah,
and showed out.
But here's my thing.
We brought that up. But who was we talking about when we said that?
That's Brett Favre though. Everybody is different.
Everybody's different.
So you might not be able to endure the same pain that I feel.
And white people don't like
that. And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You make millions and millions, mm-hmm. maybe even billions of dollars, but at the end of the day, you're still human.
I agree.
I truly agree with that. But let me tell you something.
Change your internal makeup.
Bro, let me tell you something. Let me sit here and tell you something right goddamn now.
I'm about to start a
GoFundMe. I'll give you $2. Well,
can I have it?
Everybody, regardless of status quo, regardless of how much fucking money you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got something that they're going through.
Yeah.
Everybody. A lot of people are right now are depressed. A lot of people before the coronavirus have been going through shit. People have always been losing their jobs. People have always been losing loved ones. Some people have always been clinically diagnosed with whatever, depression, and been on medication for it. Bruh, it is...
So we should overlook it.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
shut up and hype.
And this is gonna be a D Black statement.
Yeah,
No, it's not.
Nobody gives a fuck about me or you, Justin.
I know.
Nobody gives a rat's goddamn ass. Your company don't give a fuck about you if some shit was to go wrong and you had to be out of work for a certain amount of time. The second day, they're already talking about finding your replacement. Nobody gives a... Corporate don't give a fuck about me. MJ Corporate don't give a fuck about you. And, bruh, Trump don't give a fuck about you in that goddamn military.
I know
that.
So I would feel that way if we were talking about one of y'all. I really would. And not saying that more money means you should care less. But more money means I'm going to care a little bit less. I'm going to care about the nigga that's making 30 grand a year. I'm going to care about the nigga that's out here facing the same struggles I'm facing. So, I'm not saying money makes everything better. But, bro, you have the ability to find the resources to make yourself better. You really do.
Yeah, but
I still do think Skip was fucked up with what he said.
What I'm saying, Chad, is you know how close you was with your mother. You were her only child. If you was in the league when that happened, do you think you would have still needed, you would have needed less time to process all of that and deal with your emotions and everything from her passing because you make millions of dollars? Do you think it would have took you less time to deal with all of that just because you make millions of dollars?
I also want you to understand, if you're making millions of dollars, right, in that situation he was saying, like you losing your mother and everything, I just feel like you having millions of dollars, you wouldn't use your resources right then because you're in your mindset like, I have millions of dollars. I have the time and the resources to not handle this now. I can take my time, deal with it my own way, like not give a fuck, and then seek out treatment.
Okay, sis.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but like, ahead, for you also got, like I said, I lost my dad. I went to school the next day. You know what I mean? On my 18th birthday, I went to school the next day. Mm-hmm. Some people deal with stuff different. My little brother.
Yeah, you're right.
Who,
you're right.
Same dad. He's still dealing with it 13 years later.
And that's what I'm saying. Everybody deals with shit different.
And, like, different.
That's all I'm saying.
And then also, I get what you're saying. And like, because everybody is replaceable, especially us being black. We are
black. I get what you're saying. And I can't sit here and tell you, even if I was making millions, what state of mind. I was fucked up. With that being said, I think Skip was, I haven't seen the video, so correct me, Justin. You've seen it. You're the one that enlightened me on this. I think Skip was thinking more on the thought process of, if that's what you're going through, that's what you're going through. But I don't know if that was kind of setting a precedence for, you know, how he going, like, I think he's already trying to create an excuse for what's to come.
Gotcha.
And you follow me? Like, I get what you're saying, but I don't think that's where Dak was coming from.
I haven't seen this.
I think Dak was more so trying to be transparent and saying, hey, just because I make millions of dollars, I go through shit too. I'm human. I think more so than anything, Dak was just trying to be transparent with the people and saying that, you know, just because I make millions of dollars, I still struggle with everyday shit.
And he very well could have been, but listen, I'm all for being transparent, but it's for being transparent to the right people in the right crowd.
But also, this is 6 months later, so I don't think like this is something like that happened last week.
He
was
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
So you know what's funny to me? The way you feel about the whole situation would be the way I would feel about somebody like in presidency or a governor or a senator or somebody like that. Like, fuck with you. I understand you're going through some shit. I understand that. But you got a country to lead. We're talking about entertainers. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about entertainers.
You are 100%
correct. If we were talking about the president coming out like that, then I'd be like, nah, motherfucker, I understand you. You're human. Yeah, I get it. But you got a country to lead. You got a state to lead. You know what I mean? Like, If we was talking about somebody of significance, and I'm not to try to downplay and say Dak isn't significant or anything like that, but if we were talking about somebody that
actually he's an entertainer,
he's an entertainer
in perspective,
he's an entertainer. Like with everything that's going on in the world, really, I could care less about an NBA season, an NFL season. I would love to see sports because I love sports, but with everything that's going on, I could care less about all of that. If it was a president or a senator, a governor, somebody like that coming out and say, yeah, I dropped the ball on this because I was going through it. Oh, nah, buddy.
Yeah.
Fuck what you're going through.
You gotta
lead the country. You gotta lead your state.
You gotta at least put somebody in perspective. And that's why you gotta have the right people in place just in case some shit happens.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucking cold hearted, but I would give a fuck. I truly do feel for him. Don't get me wrong. I truly do feel for him. Like, the nigga, it sounds like he's going through some real shit. Justin told me his brother committed suicide. Yeah. I was watching the nigga in college when he lost another loved one. You know what I mean? So he's been, I want to say he may have lost his mom while he was in college, or maybe a little bit before that. I don't think it was another brother. But, so I get it. My man has been through some shit.
And
Black, I'm gonna care about you because you're gonna care about me.
Right.
Because you know what I mean.
We have that bond.
And not even. And when I say you, I'm speaking in general as far as you know, people in my immediate surround, not even necessarily my immediate surroundings, but people that are a little bit more relatable to me.
So
you know what I mean? Like,
so you're basically saying you don't care about people making millions of dollars because...
No. But I am going to be a little bit more critical of them. I'm sorry. I am going to be a little bit... I'm going to be a lot more empathetic to Bob Schmock over here. You know? But I'm just saying, like, yeah. I might not know him, but if I hear a story of this guy over here, you know, that works at the fucking Jiffy Lube, that's just been going through it, I'm more likely to be a little bit more empathetic and sympathetic towards that person than I am about a nigga that's damn near making $40 million a goddamn year. I still do care about what he's going through, but at the end of the day, bro, with fucking... Heavy is thy head that wears the fucking crown. Like Skip Bayless said, you are playing for America's team. You demanded all this fucking money. We don't want to hear none of this shit you talking about. We care about you. Prayers go out to you. You need to get your ass out there tomorrow.
That's a trash way of thinking.
But the thing is,
I care more about you than I give a fuck about Dak, I'm sorry. If you think that's trash, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry.
It's not that. It's just that you can't say somebody's mental health. Basically, trauma is not as important just because they're rich.
I never said that.
That's basically what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying, man?
That is not what I'm saying. I am more empathetic towards
Bob Schmock.
This nigga don't say nothing. Man.
I'm sorry. I'm more empathetic towards.
So Kanye lost his mom in, 2008, right?
Yeah.
And he's become a billionaire in the process.
I was still in high school.
It was my senior year. He's been dealing with that shit for basically 12 years now.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And that's the thing. And people will mock this man constantly. Like, this nigga is crazy. He needs help. He needs to shut the fuck up.
He do.
But that's what I'm saying. But, like, we also don't take his mental health seriously because he's a billionaire. I think that's what's the problem with people. Like, and this is not about you. This is more about Skip Bayless. Because I get Skip Bayless is being real biased too because he's also a Cowboys fan. He's like, fuck what you got going on. My team got to win Sunday. And that's a trash way of thinking.
I think me and Skip Bayless' perspective, even though we have I think we're having the same bottom line, the same expectation. Our thought process to get to that point is completely different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I really do still. I would definitely want Dak to take his mental health seriously. I want him to get whatever help he needs to get him through this. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm saying, bro, I don't give a fuck about your mental health. Fuck that shit. Put that shit on the back burner and let's play some football. That's not what I'm saying at all. All I'm saying is, bro, I get that. But you know what? My man Justin has been through some shit in his life. You know, could he wake up tomorrow and be like, I'm not going to work today. You know, this is what I'm thinking about. This is heavy on my mind. You know, my man get up, he go to work. And some days he might. Some days I wake up, bro, and I ain't feeling so fucking hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some nights I have bad nights, can't sleep through the night. And I wake up, and guess what? I can't call my fucking company and say, look, man, this is what I'm going through today. I don't think I'll be able to perform today. I can't give you what you need.
Speaking of which,
I'm gonna holler at you.
That's how I was feeling yesterday, and I still took my ass to work. And you know what happened?
So while we sitting here,
I fucked around and got a speeding ticket, so I should have stayed. That's exactly what happened.
Instead of voting on these second stimulus checks, we not gonna get. vote and give us mental health days instead of all this other bullshit. Facts.
Like some jobs do give mental health days.
They call it PTO.
You got 13 hours at home. You gonna come in for a couple hours?
My job called it me time.
Okay. So when I was on the police department, they did give us mental health days.
They need to my get them old job, in now.
Yeah.
My old job called it the lizard. They called it care days. You got 10 care days a year. Separate.
Really?
Yeah. And care days is shit like it really is like, hey, your kid can't get dropped off at daycare. You got to stay at the crib.
What do they call it? Bread diggers?
Like, no, your fucking dog sick. You got to take the dog to the vet. Yeah. Or you just wake up one morning and you just feel completely overwhelmed and you just got to chill. But you can't take 2 care days in a row. After that, you need some kind of, you know, documentation. No, some kind of note.
They want you to go.
If you want to do that, then you take your PTO.
Diversity
days?
Yeah.
That's diversity days.
I do agree. I do agree. Most companies should allow that. I mean, again, you know,
it was just a free day, though.
Cowboys should give my boy Dak some care time. I do think the Cowboys should give my boy Dak some care time. Bro, go get your shit figured out. But what I don't want that to do is come out now or whatever, 6 months ago, whatever he said it, and give us that, because all that's doing, Justin, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you, all that's doing is he's kind of saying, I want y'all to, I'm not going to say he's kind of saying, maybe he's like, I don't know what's going to happen this season. Let me have some of my fans have an argument on my behalf.
The precedent is there. You're not going to win the Super Bowl that.
You know.
Not only that, it's a weird 2020 fucked up. We can't expect greatness. I hate to say it. Like, even though Mahomes won last night, he only had 214 yards. You know what I'm saying?
And not only that, it's like when you look at 2020, like, I bought a house in 2020. I can't move into 2021, but I bought a house in 2020, and I'm still looking at 2020 like...
When your trailer getting dropped, bro?
And I'm still looking at...
moving
that
again.
Hey,
still
now. Why, Lord? And I'm still
parked on the back aisle at Food Line.
And I'm still looking at 2020 like, yo, this was a fucked up year. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty, like, I repaired my credit. I bought a house. You know what I mean? Like... My relationship is stronger.
You know what that
everything.
You know what that is, right?
You're way too invested.
You're actually way more privy to focusing on, and it's just human nature.
It's tunnel vision.
You're gonna focus more on the negative because it hits you a little bit heavier. It really does.
It does.
It weighs on you more. It's always in your subconscious. Than the positives that's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You went and you signed a contract on that house. You was happy for 3 days, but then you start sitting back and you're thinking, man, this still just such a fucked up year. Like, coronavirus.
And then we lost Chadwick Boseman.
You're right. The bad will always outweigh the good, no matter even if the good has surmounted whatever you have, like...
Accomplished.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the world's just fucked up, man. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it.
Like, my ED started in 2020.
Let's go. And we've been on this bitch for an hour and 12 minutes, and I loved every bit of it.
Absolutely.
I loved every bit of it.
I just feel like
I can't wait.
We definitely need to take mental health more serious.
Hey, man, look, for real, if you're going through something, don't go to work that day. For real. Just, like, if you got time, use it. Don't think you have to be strong and do what you got to do just because you were taught you have to be stronger than everybody else. Take that day and relax and get your life together.
I'm going to be real with you. When my mom died, I ain't give a fuck about nothing. Mm-hmm. I fucked that job. Take it away from me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I needed the time anyway to figure my fucking life out. Because that was my lifeline right there. That was, for me, that was the only person I had. You know what I mean? Like, for me, that was the only reason for my existence. The only, when I thought about doing bad shit, the only person I thought about was her.
Yeah.
And then she was gone. Fuck you and that job. Yeah. I ain't paying, I don't give a fuck about this car note. I don't give a fuck about his insurance, his phone bill. Fuck all that. Y'all can have it.
And Chad, that's why I said what I said, because I can't relate to you. And the reason why I say I can't is because I've never lost somebody that close to me. I've never lost a parent, a sibling, you know, or anything like that. I've lost aunts, you know, an aunt before, you know, close friends or a friend before. But I've never lost somebody that, like, gave birth to me or was part of the birth-making process of me. So I can only, like, I have these thoughts sometimes, like, man, I wonder how that would affect me if my mom was to pass, if my dad was to pass. Reality, bro. And it is because you're like, one day it is going to happen.
You can't. There's no preparation.
Right. Because you never know when that day is going to be. You know what I mean? And I just try to put myself in that man's shoes like that. Like, I'm telling you right now, my brother Jamal, if he was to, God forbid, he was to commit suicide tomorrow, that shit will fuck me up for a long time, man. A long time. If one of y'all were to commit suicide, or not even commit suicide, just on your way home, something tragic happened. You know what I mean? That shit will fuck me up for a long time.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? So I try to put myself in like Dak's shoes. Like, I get it. Like, I got a PT test next month. If something was to happen to one of y'all, man, you think I'm gonna be out there on the track trying to train and get ready for my fucking PT test next month? Hell no. Yeah. I'm gonna be somewhere in the corner, balled up, drinking, crying, you know, reminiscing, all that type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a pre-record before we record. Cause that's what you do. Drink, cry.
There you go.
Hey, you were balled up in the floor.
If one of y'all died, everybody but Chad, the show must go on. Good night.
Thanks.
Now, Chad. No, I can't end like that. I can't,
cut that off.
Nah, fuck that. Because I'm about to say, for real, like, I get heavily invested in shit, man. Like,
emphasis on the heavily.
Nah.
All right, my bad.
I do get heavily invested in shit, and like I feel like I have a very strong connection.
You got strong shoes too.
But, I bought some new Nikes, and them bitches holding up. Like, I'm,
they sturdy.
Yeah, man. Double stitch. ACG. You know what I'm talking about?
Brick.
Yeah. I keep looking on the outsides, and the rubber ain't started shaving off. So I'm doing well, but not for real. Like, if I lost one of y'all, I would be
right.
It's unthinkable.
Right.
It really is unthinkable. Like, so I get it. And again, I do want to reiterate, I do truly feel for that. Mm-hmm. Genuinely. Like, I really do. And I want whatever he's going through, him find whatever way works best for him to... He probably will never be 100%, but I want him to be able to come back to a point where maybe he's somewhat at peace with his life and he can... keep on keeping on. You know what I mean? I don't, because it's only going to get worse. And I had to figure that out the hard way. I had to realize to myself, you're going to have to get back to some kind of normalcy in your life. This you can't keep this shit up forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, your mama dead and gone, bro. Like, you can't, at the end of the day, the fucking leasing company don't give a fuck about none of that. You still got to eat. Still got this rent to pay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, initially, yes, I was like, fuck all of you, and whatever happens, happens. But over time, you start developing that understanding, you know, and you try to figure out a way. I have a therapist.
Yeah.
You got to figure out a way. You got to figure out a way, and I do pray for him. Wish him, I'm not going to say a speedy recovery, because you can't put a time limit on how fast somebody recovers. But I do hope at some point, you know, he's able to reel himself back in and get out of that funk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I understand that my comments tonight may have came off a little bit harsh. It may have came off, you know, a little bit on the side of not giving the fuck or not caring. But that isn't the case. And, I mean, for real, man, anybody with mental health issues...
Please seek help.
Yeah, and you're right, Justin. You shouldn't be afraid to talk about it, even if it is going to come off as an excuse. You shouldn't be afraid to talk about it. Sometimes you got to open up, but, you know, I would say, you kind of got to think sometimes of who you're opening up to or where you're opening up, because it could be used against you, like in this situation exactly.
Because I don't even think he was on a sense like saying, like, look at me, I didn't work out, because I think it was more, he was saying, look, I didn't work out early in the pandemic. My brother died, whatever. And then tell y'all what. It got blown out.
I'm going to end like this. I will go and find that. I will find that full video, and I'll watch it in its entirety. And if it means me coming back next week, it could be potentially me taking a different, having a different thought process on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I may say something different next week. I may say the same thing. I don't know. But I will give him, I'll at least give it that and try to understand, especially Justin's and your point, mm-hmm. Derek. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to be, I really don't want to be that guy that just sound like a complete fucking asshole and dickhead. Right? Yeah. That's not who I am.
And neither do I. So I'm gonna put out a survey about them WNBA players.
What?
Anyway,
man, look. Can I go to bed? Yeah. I'm tired.
What's your joint on the WNBA?
I'm horny.
Nah. Go ahead.
Black, what you about to do? Good night.